good old me over here. No co-host, no special guest, just Natasha. I decided this season that I wanted to focus on growth, healing, and just doing the work to be a better you for you, as I said, the third season. So I'm here. You guys are in my living room. I'm at home. And I wanted to open up this intimate space so you guys can get to know me, get to know what was going on, kind of get a feel of why the podcast ended early season 2 and 3. Hopefully we have a complete season of season 4, but I am okay if things stop. But those 2 seasons did end abruptly, and I just wanted to explain what was going on. I wanted to apologize to a couple of people and just really talk about the space and the mental space that I was in during that time that we were recording, really season 2. And part of season 3, because of what happened with season 3 and why that ended and why that stopped the way it did. Also, for you guys who don't know, behind the scenes, this is like my third time recording this episode, because I literally just spent a whole hour talking to you guys and I did not hit record. So hopefully this will come out better than it did. Also, I do want to let you guys know, if we do get a great response from this episode, this is my third time, like I said, but the very first time that I recorded it, I felt like it was more of a rant. I didn't have my show notes, so I was just talking. There are more details about some of the situations, the rebounds and situationships and friendships, a lot of details. I talk about, you know, what was going on in some of those spaces, what was going on in Florida behind the scenes. I get into some details. So if we get a great response for this episode, I promise that I will drop that bonus episode. But I need you guys to make comments. I'm saying this now for the ones who aren't going to listen to the entire episode. Make comments on YouTube. Make comments on Spotify. Like this episode so you guys can get that bonus episode. And I promise I will keep it up if we get a tremendous response. So, like I say, it's just me, and yes, I am ready. So, welcome to Disaster Dating 101. I'm Natasha Renee, and come join this disastrous journey as I talk about my dating horror stories, real issues, and how I'm working through these issues to create a better space and becoming a better me for me. And today's episode is Me, Myself, and I, part 2.1234567. I decided to come up with this episode because I wanted to talk to you guys about what has been going on with me. And this past November, for you guys who may listen to this late, right at the end of the month, this being December now, I end up having two panic attacks. They weren't back to back, but they were within the same week. I had one in my car with my daughter. That was more of just rage versus panic. And this past, what day was it? This past Tuesday, so last week, around this time, I had a panic attack. And the one I just had really made me take a step back to figure out what is going on. Why am I panicking when I haven't had a panic attack in probably like 5 years? But then I realized that I haven't been dealing with me. Even though things have been great, things have been really good, I've been in a great space, I haven't addressed the issues prior to being in this space. And that's what this episode is. Me out loud saying briefly to you guys, what was going on, and I've dealt with it with me, but what was going on, why things ended, and that it wasn't okay for me to do or behave the way that I did. Even though you guys saw a big smile on my face, I behaved with a lot of anger and a lot of rage. And I was completely out of character. And also, again, that bonus episode may shed some light on a little bit more, but I'll briefly talk about what was going on. So, as you guys know, Robin and I started the podcast, I think, June of 2020. We started it and we finished it. Going into season two, there were a lot of things that was going on. I ended up getting displaced. My landlords were going through a separation, divorce, whatever you may call it. And they kind of put me in the middle of their ish, not him, her. I know them personally, so I've known them since high school. I got put in the middle of their stuff, and with me being put in the middle of their issues and using me as a scapegoat with a lot of things of her trying to hide things, I ended up getting displaced. I had somewhere to stay, but it was temporary. It wasn't a permanent residence, and I knew that. It wasn't somewhere that I was planning on staying. So while we were recording, I don't know, like, if you guys ever pay attention to any of the platforms that I was on, you can kind of tell I was kind of everywhere at the time. So we start season two. We were supposed to start with another co-host, my ex that was on the first episode of season one and on the last two episodes of season one. He was supposed to be a permanent co-host. And I had a guest host that I wanted to start a new segment with. Those didn't turn out the way that they were supposed to. That was fine. So we ended up bringing Antoine in, and how we brought in Antoine, and I think a lot of people, and this one thing I didn't explain the five times that I did this episode, how Antoine came about is I was doing a live, and I'm saying this because I want to clear this up with a lot of people who, and I'm going to talk about communication because I didn't communicate. There was a lot of assumption. Antoine had came on one of the lives and I had asked like, hey, if you guys want to come on the show, please let me know. Right away on the Facebook Live, he said that he wanted to come on the show. So I think that week or the next week, I added Antoine on to one of the episodes. And then with that, I knew I was doing another one. So I said, hey, Antoine, we're doing this episode. Can you do this with us? And also, can you do the second one? He agreed. By the time we got to the second one, I felt like Antoine would be a great asset to the podcast. And Antoine was a great asset to the podcast. If I can have Antoine back on here, I would love to have Antoine on here now that I'm able to navigate these spaces correctly and know what I want this podcast to look like. I would love to have him on here again as a co-host, not a special guest. That's an insider. And go back to the shenanigans we had. I enjoy recording with Antoine because Antoine pushed me to be a better podcaster. Antoine pushed me to be a better creative, but I wasn't ready to be pushed. I wasn't ready. For me, I needed to take baby steps, and he was ready to go. And the reason I needed to take baby steps because in a nutshell, I didn't know where I was going to be living at the end of the year. You know, I had the situationship that I was dealing with that was coming to an end. I'm displaced. Robin had said that she wanted to take a break due to her health. And so I was stuck with Antoine. And even though Antoine was great, I didn't write Antoine in. And if people know me, I'm a writer. Everything has to be written. I'm like, even like I said with this particular episode, I went on a rant and I had to redo it. And I'm still redoing this episode, even though this is like the fourth time doing it, because I have to have things a particular way. You can diagnose me all you want, but just know it has to be certain way, so when it's not the way that I put it together, I'm everywhere. So we got Tasha and Antoine doing a great job, great feedback. My numbers, I didn't like the numbers, but I didn't know what to do to make things better because I didn't want a podcast, to be honest. I didn't want to be in these podcast spaces because I was dealing with personal stuff. I was dealing with a relationship that I thought I had, and it wasn't that. I was dealing with, I had nowhere to stay. I was in college trying to finish up school. And at that time, I had lost my job and I wasn't getting unemployment. So I'm stuck depending on other people to help support me. And I just wanted to take a break because I had no time to breathe. So instead of me communicating correctly with Antoine, I just got angry one day and just ended the podcast. I remember the last episode we recorded, I was just so frustrated and so upset and so hurt, but it wasn't with Antoine. It was with everybody around me that I didn't know how to tell Antoine I wasn't okay. I didn't know how to tell him or express to him what was going on. And I just recently seen him at homecoming this past October, and I just broke down in tears because this was someone that was so supportive and such a great person behind the scenes that supported me, that I was so hurt and was dealing with so much stuff that I ended a friendship because I didn't know how to say that I'm not okay. So we're dealing with the podcast. The podcast has ended. And I'm dealing with me being in a space by myself, being in a place that I didn't want. Also with a lot of co-hosts and things, those relationships ending because even though I wasn't wrong on two of those platforms, I didn't know how to express that I wasn't okay, or I didn't know how to express that I didn't like what they were doing, and I didn't know how to express that this is too much and that we need to stick to the script. I mean, I will say that The Rebound was really good at helping me set boundaries. He was, even though he wasn't a great person for me, and even though I knew that that relationship wasn't going to become anything, I will say that he helped me create boundaries. He helped me say no, but I didn't like just say no. I was just like cutting people off and just, nah, I'm done, instead of saying no correctly. And he said things about that too, but I'm in this space. I don't know how to communicate. I'm not being my authentic self because I'm afraid. I'm afraid because I felt like I failed. I felt like that entire year from January, now it's mid-year, I'm faced with some things, finding out that I have to have surgery or possibly have surgery. I'm not sure, but I know I was supposed to have surgery even that year too, but things just were crumbling and my life was just like, I didn't know how to handle what was going on. And I wanted to just give up on the podcast. I wanted to give up on relationships. I wanted to give up on friendships because I just thought it would just be easier if I ignored all the issues and I was left alone. And on that note, I'm going to end part one. And when I go into part two, I want to talk about communication and how important communicating is. And if I left anything out on my notes, I'll kind of piggyback on that because, like I said, me trying to record this episode has been a little bit hard because this is a different space for me. So I just thank you guys for your patience. And I'm going to end part one of Me, Myself, and I. And I'm back with part two of Me, Myself, and I, part two. I brought up communication at the end because I want to make sure that I talk about this. So everything went wrong because I wasn't able to communicate. Certain things, yes, other people did things in those spaces. Yes, with the situationship, that was not nothing that I should have been in at the time. A lot of these co-hosting opportunities, they look great on the outside, but they weren't great. But dealing with the things that I had to deal with as far as my podcast, as far as my friendships, and as far as me sticking up for myself with my situationship, instead of me communicating correctly, I communicated in rage and anger. I lashed out on a lot of people. Even with Antoine, I know I said it several times on the other episodes. I genuinely and truly apologize for not talking, for not being as open, because we had those conversations. Antoine talked to me when I had job opportunities, and I couldn't tell him that I was not okay, because I didn't want to come off as being a failure. And it was just easier for me to smile and look at you guys and just continue to smile. Even with season 3, you know, I talk about something new and how I had this great relationship in Orlando, and that wasn't it. I feel like I did a Kanye when we recorded season 3. I was so upset. I was so hurt that I talked about my truth, but it came from a hurt space. So even one of the episodes that we had, I had to remove it because of the fact that I was so hurt that I went in. Like, I went in. And I apologize for that. But there's no excuses for my behavior. And that's why I want to talk about communication, because I know I have a hard time communicating, and I found ways to communicate better. Because don't forget, the part 1, we talk about the issue. Part 2, we talk about the resolution. And I'm learning to talk to people. I communicate 10 times better than I did 3 years ago. I was at my friend's house for Thanksgiving, and I'm very introverted, and communication is very hard for me. It's really hard. But did some karaoke, sang. Next day didn't have my voice. I really enjoyed it, but I'm slowly coming out of my shell. Even with the podcast, the podcast allows me to speak more, allows me to communicate more. I do want to apologize also for any brands that may have reached out to me. I know there's one brand, I can't think of it right offhand. The young lady is from Florida. She lives in North Carolina now, and I want to take the time on this podcast to even apologize to her, because we were put together during a time that I was not ready for anything. And I end up having my surgery. I'll talk about that on another podcast episode. If you guys didn't hear the bonus episode, that is another reason why it stopped, because I had surgery last year, literally this day last year. But I don't want to mess up her name. And I've had this box of products that I have not opened. I haven't did any reels or anything because I hadn't been in that place to record. Like, I did not want to record the podcast season 2. I didn't want to record season 3, but I had already paid for the studio space at WTF Studios in New York. And I thank them also. Grace Studio. I really hope that we have the opportunity to go back, but I didn't want a podcast. I didn't want to do anything. I just wanted to be by myself. Even this season, I didn't want to record this season. I literally said I was done podcasting because I wasn't dealing with myself. I was ignoring the issue of it is okay to be alone. And I'm okay with that now. And I figured that out last year. But 2021, it was really hard for me to be alone. It was really hard. Even though I was alone, it was hard to accept that it's okay. It was hard to accept that everybody that you think is a good person isn't a good person. Everybody you grew up with isn't going to be along and stay on that, you know, ride with you. People fall off every day and it's okay. And because I lost a step-parent and my mom at such a young age, I've tried so hard to hold on to people from my past because I want to hold on to those memories, but it's okay to let them go. And it's okay to let you go. I don't know if you're going to hear this. I know you guys are probably wondering what's going on, but I want to say out loud to you, I am okay with letting you go. Though you had a place in my heart, I am okay. And being okay leads me to talk about healing. How do we heal from trauma? How do we heal from hurt? No, I'm not a licensed therapist, so everything that I'm stating is my opinion. Robin is not here for this episode, so I do want to say that everything is my opinion. With that being said, ways to heal. Some people journal. I don't journal. I have several journals, but I don't journal. Some people have affirmations. I used to put sticky notes on my mirror in my bathroom and look at those. So I'm a big believer of vision boards. I have a vision board that I look at every morning that's in my room. It's not on a cardboard piece of display paper, or it's not on the construction paper and stuff. It's really a frame. It's a frame with thumbtacks. It's really pretty, but I have a vision board. I do affirmations. I do a lot of me statements. I am okay. It is fine. You know, I do a lot of me statements. Me statements get me through. I write notes to stay on task and stay on schedule. And now I'm learning that it is okay to say how you feel. Because at first that was always hard for me, because I didn't want people to leave. But it's okay to say how you feel and speak your truth. If you're not okay, let people know. Talk to someone. Even if you don't want to talk to your friends, think about therapy. There are a lot of resources. I know Robin, I'll make sure that she provides resources on another episode, but there are resources for people to help you. Don't feel like you are alone, because you aren't. And if you don't have a great support system, think of different ways to get out. I used to do meetups. Meetup.com is a great space and a resource for people to meet different people. Yes, some people are the little onesies where you meet them, but sometimes you can make friendships with that. And it's okay. Also, I'm learning that new friendships are okay. It may not be that bestie from 35 years or 25 years. New friendships as an adult, I thought that I wasn't going to get, and I have them. So thank you guys so much for listening. I know that this is a little different. I know that I want to create a space for you guys to get to know me, get to know what happened in those relationships, because like I may have said in the other episode, not sure if I said it on this one, that yes, some of those relationships were bad because of the person, but I know my part and why a relationship didn't work is because I was afraid to communicate. And also, I've learned that when I'm sad, I become angry. And sometimes I get really mad and full of rage. And that's why I wanted to just take the time to apologize to a lot of people, to understand that, like, no, I wasn't right in the spaces that I presented this person that I am, you know, but I acted out of character. But I was not okay. It's not an excuse, but I wasn't okay. And I felt like I had failed. And I felt like I didn't have anybody to talk to. And I don't want you guys to ever feel like that. So hopefully this podcast episode helps someone in some type of way. If not, good content, you know. But I really want you guys to take the time to answer the poll question. Also here, are you the same person that you were 5 years ago? That's the question. And if you aren't, what are things that you have done to change? I know I posed this question before, but to get this bonus episode, I'm gonna need you guys to answer the question. For YouTubers, I'll make sure I put it. If you hear me right now, please answer in the comments. I'll make sure I put that question inside the show notes. Also on Spotify, you are able to take a poll. So please, you guys, be sure to answer it on Spotify. And again, if you are not following us on YouTube, on all streaming platforms, please share, like, and subscribe. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please follow me at NatashaRenee_the_creator on IG. Also follow the podcast at Disaster Dating 101 Podcast on IG. On Twitter, I forgot Twitter's new name. It's Disaster Date 101. Again, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, but we really want to push the audio. So please make sure if you have Apple or Spotify that you subscribe. I think on Pandora and other platforms, you will have to follow. Again, thank you guys so much for listening. I do apologize if it's a little short and not as intimate as those first two episodes were, but I know you guys get it. Thank you so much for listening to me. Thank you for listening all the way to the end. I appreciate everybody who has supported the podcast from day one. Shout out to everybody in Moldova. Thank you to our Pandora listeners. And just thank you for allowing me to be the creative that I am and share my stories and share me. Thank you and good night. I'm a little pissed off. I just did this whole episode.
For listening, Disaster Data 101 is available on all major streaming platforms. Don't forget to follow us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook at Disaster Dating 101 Podcast, Twitter Disaster Date 101. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. You can follow me, Natasha Renee, at Natasha Renee _ the creator, and Robin
at Robin Robyn _217.
And also, if you would like to purchase the Dating 101 cards, you can go to www.walkinginwholenessllc.com/dating101. You can also follow them at Dating 101 Card Game on Instagram. Thank you guys so much for listening, and good night.
Thank you. Good night.